Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, brought to you by Sony, and it's directed by Bob Persichetti and Peter Ramsey. It's written by Phil Lord and Rodney Rothman, and it stars Shameik Moore, Jake Johnson, Haley Steinfeld, and the synopsis is Miles Morales becomes the Spider-Man of his reality and crosses paths with his counterparts from other dimensions to stop a threat to all reality. So it starts off with Peter Parker, the Peter Parker that you know to be Spider-Man, has some self-awareness of the previous Spider-Man movie. So it just starts off talking about him and his life. And it also makes fun at Spider-Man 3 and the Spidey pelvic thrust, which I found funny. Then it goes to Miles and goes to his parents that his mother's Hispanic, his father's black. His father is a police officer, doesn't like Spider-Man, and he believes that Spider-Man's a nuisance. And he also has an uncle by Mahershala Ali. They like doing graffiti. And his uncle kind of has a shady side to him, which if you pay attention to the comic books, that's pretty familiar. The graffiti session, Miles gets bit by a radioactive spider. If you paid attention to maybe the original Spider-Man, he wakes up and it's like, oh, well, why do I have all these powers? Simple enough. And then what happens is that he tries to go find his uncle because his body is changing. Like, he grew overnight, can't fit his clothes any longer. He also has a pair of Jordans, I like. When he tries to go find his uncle, runs into Peter Parker, the Spider-Man that we know, and Peter Parker is tragically killed in the event that he's trying to save the universe, more or less, from Wilson Fisk. And that's where I'll stop. Keith, what did you think of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
I'd never put animated films in a top 10 category because I've got different genres. You know, there's anime, there's Pixar 3D animated, then there's traditional two-dimensional animated. You understand what I'm saying? Saturday morning cartoons, that type of thing. I kind of compartmentalize all those things. If I was a bunch of all those things together, Into the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse would be at the top three. It may very well be the best animated film I've seen. And take away the fact that it's an animated film, it's in my top 10 of best movies. It's right there behind. And Barry, you know how much I love Spider-Man 2. Close contender. I think this pretty much knocks down Spider-Man 2 in terms of the best Spider-Man story.
Okay.
I think Spider-Man 2 edges it out a little bit. But despite the batshit insanity that's going on in it, there's so much heart and there's so much story being told and development in it.
It was written by Phil Lord, who is known for 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, the Lego movie, Clouded with a Chance of Meatballs. He does have a small background in animated movies.
You forget that it's only 2 hours. I didn't once sit through that film and wonder, like, how long is this going to go? It wasn't just a bunch of set pieces put together, anything by the numbers. It was an origin story for one character, you know, for Miles Morales, a ensemble cast almost with the other spider people coming aboard, and this sort of idea that they were all kind of training them. Then there's the older Peter Parker kind of showing them the ropes, but his own life being shit. It was good. I mean, the people who wrote this and created this, they understood the character Spider-Man. Right from the beginning, when Miles is kind of walking, going to school, walking through his community, he's speaking Spanish for 1 minute, he's kind of shaking hands and going through his area of, what was he living in, Brooklyn or Queens?
It's Brooklyn, and because Peter Parker is from Queens.
And everything from the musical choices, everything from like how he interacted with his father and his uncle, it was spot on.
Matt, what did you think of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Felt it was a phenomenal movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I actually forgot that it was an animated movie. Watching it, they did an amazing job as far as seamless transition of introduction of new characters in which people didn't know anything about. Paid homage to a lot of core of Spider-Man. For example, Spider-Man 2 and 3 made fun of that to a T, so that was kind of nice to watch. And even a Stan Lee part, which I thought was very touching tribute to the man and the legend that other movies do a pretty good job of, but this is probably the number one Easter egg that I've seen him on. Action scenes were actually pretty nice, and even though if you didn't know much about the other characters or weren't familiar with it, you wouldn't be lost in the midst of all the interactions between the two, and you actually felt a connection with the characters and understood where they came from and emotionally invested in the whole plot as a whole. So easily one of the top 5 or 10 movies of the year in my book.
If DC could get down the formula of releasing a lot of their animated movies into the theaters, which they have done, I want to say there might have been one or two that they've done that. Sony has showed them how this can be successful. Also, considering that Sony has failed with their live action movies and had to hand over some of the reins to Marvel One problem I do have with this is that there was a Disney XD show that also has Miles Morales on it that I could have swore that this was the exact same episode where multiple Spider-Men, Spider-Man women come from a different universe. And I want to say it also had Madame Web in it. This is a good movie. Out of anything that you probably could spend your money on in the movie theater, I'm looking at you, Mortal Engines. Should get your money. This movie should get your money. Is it worth full price? Maybe. But should it get your money? Yes. Should you go to the movie theater and see this? Yes. It's a good origin story for Miles, even though he's, again, I believe there's a Disney XD show that he has, but it's a good movie origin story for him.
It's a perfect origin story. Hit all the beats. The one thing about Spider-Man is that there's something tragic that happens to him that makes him want to move forward and makes him want to be Spider-Man and feels need. In his case, there was a couple of tragic incidents. There was a few things that happened that he believes are they're directly his fault or that he feels guilty about. A lot of like what the character was, something around the whole Spider-Man character themselves and stuff. And smart kid, and I definitely understand what you were saying about it's kind of like a different extra universe because the whole Spider-Verse is coming together. That was a huge crossover, I think, a couple years ago.
That would have been hard to do, I think, period, whether it was live action or animation. But, I mean, it went off without a flaw, and they were able to introduce some of the origins for everyone else without taking too much time. Which was good because most movies work out forever.
I do think that it balances out the live action Disney side of it than just the Sony animation side. Just having those coexist is fine because it's like, well, why would you make another Spider-Man movie when you already have a good Spider-Man movie and a Disney stuff? But this is Sony's take on it and it works.
Oh, yeah, it works phenomenally. This is amazing.
I wish I saw this movie last this weekend.
But
I saw this in 3D too. So I'm like, was kicking myself that I didn't pay the money for the IMAX. This must have been ridiculous in IMAX. But I saw this in AMC RXD. Oh, it popped. It was like a cowboy come to life. There weren't any moments like in a Transformers movie, Dark of the Moon, when the building was collapsing. Hey, we in there like wiping the head, like, whoa, debris coming at you and stuff. There weren't any moments like that, but it was enough. It was solid throughout the whole park.
And I will say they also poked fun at The Amazing Spider-Man twice. So there was one part when Gwen Stacy was about to fall, but they turned it into Miles falling. Gwen saved Miles in this one, but wrap it up. So, Keith, what score would you give Spider-Man Into the Spideyverse?
Right there beneath Spider-Man 2 for me. So I'm going to give this a 9.5. I'm going to watch this again. The animation style and the like, if you saw the trailer and you saw that first teaser trailer when it shows him jumping off that building, you get almost like a sense of vertical sense when he's doing those high-flying maneuvers and everything. And I agree with you, Barry, that if Sony were to take this and go with it, I'm almost hoping, wishful like that Disney looks over and goes, hey, take over animated stuff. This is the way to go. This is the style to do it. They showed everybody how to make an animated comic book movie. This was amazing. So the voice acting was great. The story was fantastic. I thought it was funny. Jokes for me worked. So all the gags are working out very well. And the fact that you were able to put in Spider-Pig or Spider-Ham in it, it all worked. And I'm impressed with it. I like it. I'm looking forward to see more of Miles Morales. And maybe they'll do something else with the rest of the ensemble cast there. So I'm going to give this a 9.5.
All right, Matt.
I'd go with 9.5 as well. A very, very well done movie. I kind of wish it would have done poorly that way, that Sony had no choice but to go ahead and sell the Spider-Man property to Marvel. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. I think due to the success of Venom and Spider-Verse, that they will likely keep it Spider-Man in the Sony camp. But overall, a great, great movie. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Would watch it again and look forward to the rest of the Spider-Verse, especially with the sneak peek that they gave at the end. Actually, falls in trail with what Marvel would typically do in their movies. 9.5.
I did not see that.
You didn't stay for it?
I did not stay for it. Wait, maybe I did. Hold on.
For me, I'm going to give this an 8.5. Again, I like it a lot, but not more than Spider-Man 2 and also Spider-Man 1. One thing I did not like was the initial Spider-Man, the Spider-Man of Miles Universe, who was voiced by Chris Pine. I didn't like his voice. Just found that to be off-putting initially because Spider-Man should sound a little goofy, but it was Chris Pine. Other than that, everything about this works, and as I said before, that having two different universes of Spider-Man, one being animated, one being live action, this could work. This can work for however many movies that Sony wants to do it, but as long as they keep it grounded, which this one was, that as Keith was talking about, like the music, I mean, they were playing Biggie songs. Yeah. Like, you don't necessarily expect to hear Biggie in a Spider-Man movie, or also seeing Jordan, stuff like that. But again, it's a good movie, and you should pay money to see this movie over any other thing that's out in the movie theater right now. That's the Beast King Podcast.